Kelly, I know that there are a lot of people who may be adversely affected by, the pandemic, financially, and they're all of a sudden furloughed or they're out of work.
Looking for jobs.
Maybe they're looking for jobs, mm-hmm. Right. So came across this Reddit thread of worst things employers have actually seen on job applications. So this may be almost kind of a setting the bar of like, hey, if you're looking for a job, don't do this.
Okay. So either people are either lying or giving too much truth?
Let's just get into this.
All right.
So courtesy of, like I said, the Reddit thread, worst things employers have seen on job applications. Like one, in the criminal history section, they checked yes and simply wrote wrong place, wrong time. And they spelled it R-O-N-G.
Oh, yeah. Apostrophe.
Instead of W-R-O-N-G.
All right. Okay.
I had a chef once apply with good at helping my coworkers thieve while the restaurant is at its busiest.
Who is going to put that? Do you think they're just putting that on there to see if they're actually reading it?
See if they're reading it or maybe even to get attention.
Maybe.
Because I know a lot of people are like, they're just trying to find some sort of way to get to stand out.
They would stand out with that. 100%.
Right.
Okay.
How about another one? And this is the Reddit thread, worst things employers have seen on job applications. I received a resume that was just their high school football accomplishments. No other experience written down. There was even a link to his highlight video. He also included a headshot of him in his football pads. He was 24.
Oh, my God.
Living that dream from high school.
He is still clutching on to the glory days.
He's like, listen, D1 schools, they were talking to me.
Yeah.
I didn't play D1.
No.
But they were talking to me.
But trust me, it was great. Trust did you see the reel?
Listen, do you see how well I ran there with the ball?
Why did we turn into that voice? Why?
Again, a lot of people are probably looking for work. This is what not to maybe put on a job application.
Okay.
In the cover letter, I have a 2011 Toyota Corolla and I keep things organized with stickers, caps, and multiple exclamation points and all.
Why?
Well, maybe the 2011 Toyota Corolla shows that they're responsible with their money. Because,
frugal?
I hear that Toyota Corolla are a very, reliable car.
Okay.
Maybe they're saying that they're reliable. And no.
Hey, I could get here in this. I'll be able to get to work.
And I'm a sticker guy.
All right.
Stickers
are a kicker.
I'm a post-it guy. I write things down in post-it notes. Right. I stick them everywhere. So,
but are you going to say that
on
in
a job application?
Job interview?
I'm going to let them learn that organically.
Okay, great.
Organically. On the Reddit thread, craziest things or worst things found on a job application. Applicant had been convicted for theft under $1,000. One special skill they wrote, money handling.
Oh, my God.
No.
I was great at handling the money I stole.
Right into my pocket.
Yep, hire me.
Right. Their computer skills were copy and paste.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so when they went, do you have any computer skills?
Sure do.
Check yes. I can copy and I can paste.
I'm amazing
there
at that.
Go. Yes, control C, control V. There you go. in your references section.
Yeah.
It's like, for references, you can always say, ask me about my references.
Sure.
Or some people just put a couple of references.
Uh-huh.
This one applicant just put cheese. All right. And then finally, and this is, again, kind of going back to that, is this a setting the bar of, hey, if you can manage to make it through the day
without writing this on your job application,
you're doing okay. He wrote that he'd served 6 years in prison for the murder of his wife's lover.
What?
Finished by saying that he and his wife were back together.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not here to shame him for his past transgressions.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody...
Why?
Needs a second chance, right?
Oh, okay.
Maybe?
I don't know. That's real.
But he's putting it out there.
That's aggressive. I don't know.
Maybe he's sitting there going, look, once they do that background check, they're going to figure this out. So I might as well
be upfront with it.
I just bet. Hey, look.
It's fine, though, because we're back together. It's fine.
But I swear, if she steps on me again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's aggressive.
So we'll share the Reddit thread so you can kind of see more of them. But it's...
That's a good one to just... Let's step away from that one.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a job, maybe, again, just on the application, maybe steer clear from some of these things.
Leave a few things out.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see that.